Hi guys, my name is Devroy Davis and this is Beyond the Stock Price. So, if you haven't heard, the Jamaica Stock Exchange was recently dubbed the fastest growing stock exchange for the last 5 years. So the Jamaica Stock Exchange over the period 2013 to 2015 had recorded an increase of about the index itself had recorded an increase of 233%. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Five things relating to that piece of news that came out on Bloomberg, which is we're going to talk about one, the background for that. We're going to talk about the bull run that started in summer of 2014. We're going to talk about the IPO frenzy that followed. And we're also going to talk about what happened in 2015. So in 2011, the JSE was actually ranked among the best performing stock exchanges in the world. So 2011 was around the time when companies and the world economies had actually started to turn around. Before that, we had had the recession from 2008-2009 to about 2010 thereabouts, around 2 years of depression. And in 2011 we started to see a small turnaround in some of the major world economies, and the JSE was actually counted among those. In 2014 we started to see a massive bull run starting around the August period in terms of the companies on the JSE. And then in 2015, the JSE was actually awarded the best performing stock exchange in the world. There were a lot of companies that actually went up in price, and a significant amount of them, I think it was somewhere around 20 stocks that actually doubled in their share price. So that means they went up by more than 100%. So that would mean that if you were investing in the JSE in 2015, or rather in 2014, then by the end of 2015, depending on which stocks that you had, then you could have seen a 100% increase in the value of your portfolio. So 100,000 invested would have been 200,000 at the end of 2015. Subsequent to being named the best performing stock exchange in 2015, 2016 was what I personally call the year of the IPOs. And there were a lot of companies that came to the market between 2016 and 2017. And we even had a few situations where you had double listings on days. You had overseas companies coming to list, like Cable Bahamas was one of them. I believe that was in 2017. We had a situation where there were like three or four companies trying to come to market within a 1 month span, which was previously unheard of in the market. So there were a lot of things that actually happened in 2016 on the back of the JSE being named the best performing stock exchange for 2015. The Bloomberg article actually points out that a lot of the things that have been causing the markets in Jamaica to perform so well is Chinese investments, and the fact that the government has taken an initiative now to kind of reduce its borrowing and to try to increase spending in the economy. Inflation has also been at all-time lows. This article, which was published in August, so this article was published in August, and the title on the front page of it, this is in the Business Observer, is Companies Waiting to Join Junior Stock Exchange. And we're talking about ISP Finance. They were even talking about as far back as then, they were talking about the possibility of the Wheaton Wind Farm, which is an alternative energy provider, being listed on the exchange as well. Right, so I was saying that in the Bloomberg article, it talked about a lot of Chinese investments that have started to come into the island. But this actually started as far back as 2016 when they announced the ambition to basically build a global logistics hub in Jamaica. And you can see on this report, which was the Caribbean Business Report, the title here is The Hub Dream Continues. And this article was actually published on July 8th in 2016. Another thing that happened was we also did some debt buybacks. So what that meant was the government actually repurchased some of their debt. So they would basically be reducing their liabilities. And in this article, which was published in 2015, just a year earlier, you can see it says, is Petrocaribe buyback a good deal or bad deal? So what was happening was they were contemplating the decision of the finance minister of the time to actually repurchase the government's debt, which was in oil, with one of the Venezuelan companies that actually provide oil to us. The Chinese investments that they were talking about would have included that article on the hub that I just showed you, as well as this article, which was published on July 20th, where the Chinese company JISCO took over the Alpart Aluminium plant in St. Elizabeth and actually revived that the operations at that plant. And then there, and I said, there were a lot of things that actually played into this. So that where we are now is actually not by accident. The government, when they were installed in 2016, also announced a new tax plan. And what that tax plan did was it increased the minimum threshold for income tax. Right. So basically, if you were making less than $1.5 million per year, you would not be subject to income tax. You would pay the statutory taxes, but you'd not pay income tax. The result of that, of course, was that it made business and consumer confidence rise. And they've been rising. In some cases, they rose to new all-time highs 3 or 4 times. And this has been the case with the Jamaica Stock Exchange as well. Ever since we had that the award of the best performing stock exchange in the Caribbean for 2015, we have seen only minimal pullbacks in the market. And this year being 2018, we've actually been hitting all-time highs almost every week. The Jamaica Stock Exchange just last week had probably what was its first pullback from its new historic high level. And that pullback was not even very significant. It was a pullback of only 5%. And it was due primarily to a drop in the share price of two of the major companies listed on the exchange. The NCB Financial Group, which is the largest company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange with a market cap of over $1.5 billion, and Seprod, which is a large manufacturer, which is currently doing an IPO. Now, the reason the Seprod share prices fell was because one of the majority shareholders, which is a FACI group, is selling out a portion of the shares that they have in the company. And they're selling them at 50% of the quoted price on the stock market. So that has caused what we call a selling pressure on the stock to kind of bring down the stock price. But all in all, the where we are today has not been an accident. There have been a lot of things that actually played into it. The Bloomberg article actually spoke to just the rally of the exchange from the 2013 levels to where it is now, which is the fastest or the highest rate of growth they have seen among any exchange in the world. The issue, though, is that the article did not necessarily look deeply enough into what we would call the fundamentals that would have affected that, and that was what we wanted to try and cover in this episode. So the primary takeaways then would be where the Jamaica Stock Exchange has been performing really well since 2014. That's when the bull run started. But the actual turnaround in the stock market started from as early as 2011. And again, where we are today is not by accident. So there were a lot of factors. We talked about the fact that there was Chinese investments coming into the port, into the aluminium plants. We talked about the fact that there was the reduction of debt on the government's part. And we talked about the increase in the tax threshold for persons. So those factors played a very key role in driving the confidence that persons had in the market. The Jamaica Stock Exchange actually capitalized on that by then taking the initiative to educate persons on the stock market and getting them involved into the capital market. Now, as persons got involved, more involved in the capital market, companies saw the opportunity to create IPOs, which are initial public offerings. And we'll go into IPOs in another video. Took the opportunity to basically sell shares on the market in IPOs. And we've had probably 10 new IPOs since 2013. I'm going to try to name them, but I'm going to name some of them. So we had CAC 2000, we had Key Insurance, we had Iron Rock Insurance, we had Mayberry Jamaica Equities, we had Indies Pharma this year, we had Wisinko last year, we had Elite Diagnostics this year, we had PBS, Cable Bahamas, and most recently we have the Seprod IPO. And there are some others. I'll probably link to a description. I'll probably put a link in the description below with a full list of all of the IPOs that came out and the times that they came out. And by the way, I should mention that these IPOs have also helped to push the stock market higher, because a lot of the IPOs that came out were gobbled up by new entrants into the market, new investors, and they actually caused a lot of the IPOs to double or even triple in price. And that's something that has caused the level of the stock market to go up, because what we have is we have what is known as a market cap weighted index. So what that means is the higher the share price of a company is, the more the index will, the bigger the value of the index will be, assuming that there is no reduction in the amount of shares that the company has. And I'll probably do a separate video just to explain all of that. But just take it to mean that the more money you have to pay for particular shares, then the higher the value of the index will be. And so that's another important factor. Anyway, I had written an article, I'll put that in the description as well, talking about five stocks that have gone up 100% or more since the start of 2018. So with that said, just to give my thoughts now on where we are today, just looking at the chart, and particularly income, just looking at the chart of the stock market, and particularly in comparison to where other global stock markets are, and where we were historically the last time stuff like this happened. It's kind of concerning, but I would say the primary difference between what we had in like the 2000s or in 2008 was that there wasn't fundamentals to support what was happening in the stock market at that time.